Katy Perry, Last Friday Night. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And we've got Lindsay Alikna in here now to share with us about the adventures of Brian and Trisha. Yesterday was our first one for this summer.
Yes, it was exciting. I was a little anxious because the one clue I got was dangerous.
It could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous, yes.
Here's the thing. We went to an apiary, which is what it's called when someone is a beekeeper. And quite frankly, we didn't bother to ask you if you were allergic to bees.
No, nobody even asked me.
No,
but that would have given it away. My assumption is if you were, you would have told us at some point it would have come up.
I gave you a list. Like, I'm not going to go jump out of a plane. I'll fly in a plane with Trisha as the pilot, but I will
jump. Done that.
And that's really kind of the only thing I'm
I think
against.
Really, well, the only thing you ever said I will not do is parachute.
We should have warned you that you should have worn different footwear. We usually will tell you if
well,
you
we
need
didn't
to.
Know.
We didn't
well,
know.
But if thinking back on it now,
I don't
we
know
were going to be
bee
in
suits like.
But why would you want your feet to be exposed?
I don't know if those. But
it
would have
got my toes.
I've never worn a bee suit. For all I knew, it would have had feet in it like a space suit.
Yeah, but we didn't know. So we should have, thinking back, we should have said, Lindsay, wear some.
I know. I'd have my little cute wedges on.
A lovely pair of boots, though.
Muck boots that fit me perfect.
Like
they came
the
above my
knee.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it was Coal Creek is where we went.
Such because it's at Coal Creek.
Yes.
C-O-L-E.
Yeah, not C-O-L-D. Andy, the owner, got into this a few years back because his father said, hey, you have all these fruit trees out here and all these flowers in your land. It would be good maybe if you kept a couple of bee boxes.
Yeah.
And I guess getting bees is very similar to getting chickens.
Yeah, it's a lot more involved than you realize.
It's like worse than crack. Like, it's like once you get going, you get going.
Yes.
He's addicted. I mean, what a hobby that's turned into a lot more than just a hobby. But
He's so breeding queens. That's the very first thing is that we walked in his home. Mm-hmm. And super great guy.
Yeah.
Retired military, family man. And
opened his home to us.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah,
and he says, okay, let's go to the basement. So we walk into this man's, first time we'd ever met him. We walk in and we go to his basement and he's got.
Yeah, normally you don't go to a stranger's house and say, let me show you what I've been working on in the basement.
Yeah.
I'm blindfolded in a car and you drive up to a house. Never met this man. Then we go in his basement.
Yeah.
That is so, the definition of dangerous.
We go down there, and he's got an incubator, which surprised me.
It was a chicken incubator he had converted for breeding larvae into queen bees.
Yes. So he was creating queen bees right there in his basement.
Science.
It was very scientific. That was, I think, the one thing that stood out to me. I always just pictured people in our bee suits and walking around and pulling the trays out and producing this honey. But the science aspect of it was very, very intriguing.
A lot of trial and error. He learned a lot over the years.
Did he say that any bee can become a honey? I mean, can become a queen?
Any larva can become a queen. All you have to do is feed it exclusively royal jelly.
Royal jelly is, and that's the way I thought I heard it. And I was thinking, okay, so any bee has a potential. The way he explained the levels of bees graduate to different levels. You've got worker bees, you've got nurse bees,
Nurse bees never leave the nest.
No, they never do.
Very
and
loyal.
So how do they understand? I mean, God created them and it is magnificent to think, you know, that they understand their roles and they change.
And a lot of it's off of smell and pheromones and the passing of scent from one bee to another. So we went and saw him pull out some queens. Mm-hmm. He picked and selected three of them.
They were marked with a red dot. A
little red dot on the back. And then we each got to go to a hive, suited up in bee suits, and place a queen so that she might then be able to take over this hive that was queenless. And each time, the bees would walk up and be like, hey, who are you?
In seconds.
And then they would start smelling her and cleaning her.
And that's another thing that
was
interesting.
And then they would pass her smell around.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got a queen. Look at this.
I did not know that the queens are dirty, so to speak. And so they need to be cleaned up. And the bees clean them up.
Start going over there. I mean, immediately.
Yeah. That was so interesting.
I thought it was cool. He knew in seconds if that queen was going to be accepted. And if not, they basically smother her, right?
It's called bawling. They will actually get on top of her and smother her to death if they don't want her.
Yeah. And so we could have seen that happen, but it didn't. All
three were successful.
Yeah, they were received 100%. Well. Yeah.
And then Brian was tough. Brian did go first to put the queen bee in. I was very proud of you.
And I kept taking my glove off to take pictures because those big gloves.
Well, not while you were putting your bee.
No. But there were bees around.
You.
And one of his bee boxes, they did not have queens, but they were trying to make queens.
Yes.
He and made if they don't have one, so he eliminated those. And the reason is he didn't want them to just pick their own queen. He wanted to introduce one because he is using a breeding process.
Yes.
He's trying to keep certain characteristics and certain traits. So he always introduces the queen that he
wishes. So they could, on their own, create their own queen bee. But he doesn't want that to happen. So
he pops the royal jelly to make sure they can't. I mean, it's just a very intriguing process.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they had little pockets of royal jelly in the hive, and there's honey in other parts of the hive, and I mean, it's amazing that it all works out like that.
I want some royal jelly to make me a queen.
Can you eat royal jelly? I don't know.
I think we're missing the boat.
I don't think that's going to make you into a queen.
Honey is not the ultimate thing. We need some royal jelly.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, the process, he once a year does all this harvesting, and he's got these machines in his garage. It's a pretty legit operation.
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more than just some guy with a couple of boxes.
He's got all these beehives, and he does sell his honey.
Mm-hmm.
And the honey is, it's interesting, too, because the honey, local honey, is supposed to be good for your allergies. If you have bad allergies, mm-hmm. I've heard that eating a spoonful of local honey is supposed to be good for your allergies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Builds up immunity.
Yeah.
His is raw and unfiltered and unprocessed. It is just right out of the comb.
Yes.
Right into a jar.
And then he also, all was said and done, he said, well, come here. Let me let you look at this. And so he brought us in the kitchen, and he had this big mason jar with a filter on top that he let us smell. And it smelled like vinegar. And I thought, well, what is that? I mean, it smells like vinegar.
I thought it was some kind of moonshine.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
I was hopeful.
I was like, it's early, man. It's early.
And it was
Andy,
honey,
too early for that.
Honey vinegar. And
uses
so we
it as
asked,
a salad dressing.
Yes, uh-huh. We asked him how he made it. Do you put vinegar in that? And he said, no, just water and honey, I think was it.
Yeah.
And then he fermented it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried it. You guys didn't try it.
No.
But it really did taste like a vinaigrette that you put on your salad.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
And then what was the other
honey? The honey butter. I'm
honey
excited butter. That.
It was like
cream,
a whipped honey.
Cream,
yeah,
cream honey.
It was like a cream, like yeah.
Anyway,
he sells that too.
Something you could just like spread on toast. Long story short, Coal Creek is the name of this honey, and you can buy it at Sweet Tea and Grace down on the square here in E-Town. And
that's a great little shop, too.
Also, at Southern States, the farm supply folks.
Yes, and you can follow Coal Creek. They've got their own Facebook page, Coal Creek Honey, and I believe they've got a website as well. And you can go check out their local honey.
So that was adventure number one for the summer.
In the books.
Yeah. Did you have a good time, Lindsay?
I had a great time.
Nobody got stung, so we're all safe.
Yeah, except the puppy that was there.
Oh, yeah. The
Faith.
Dog. Faith got stung.
He said that dog gets stung every summer, though.
Yeah.
He's totally used to it.
I felt bad for her. Sweet, sweet puppy. No, we had a blast.
She was fine.
Yeah, she was fine.
She didn't really seem to be that bothered by it.
Well, so, thanks for going on another adventure with us.
You're welcome. It's always
fun. We'll
go
on another
one
in a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's the Adventures of Brian and Tricia with Lindsay Alichna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. If you're looking for an agent, well, Lindsay's pretty adventurous. She can help you.
She is.
Thank you all.
It's Tom Petty. We are Quixie 98.3.